Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
Okay, next person. Takes the next person, and he turns to the next person, and when he turns, right there is standing Jesus. And he says, looking at me with his finger right in my face, and he said, I said in my name, he will go. And this man's got a mic on just like I am, but the one-sided conversation. He says, but Lord, I mean, everybody sees him looking. They said, but Lord, I did what you told me, and he didn't go. And everybody's wondering, who in the world is he talking to? See, when Brother John said he's here right now. But the Lord was visible to him. And when he said that, he looked at him a second time and he said, but I said in my name he will go. He said, but Lord, I did everything you told me to do and he didn't leave. And he said the third time he said it, he said fire came out of his eyes.
Whoa.
He said, I can only imagine what the disciples must have felt like today when they couldn't cast the demon out, when they said, Lord, we couldn't cast him out. And he said, oh, you wicked and perverse bunch. How long am I going to have to put up with you guys? Bring the boy to me. Can you only imagine our King what he would say to us today in our little faith? I don't want to hear it, Lord. I don't want to hear it, Lord. I want that. I want to be bold and strong with your word, and I want to believe your word, and I want to be able to guarantee your word. Brother, if you said it, that's good enough for me. I'll guarantee it if you said it, because I know I'm not trying to persuade you to do what you're reluctant to do. I know in my bold faith I'm driving out the forces of darkness. So that man got a hold of it. He called and said, bring that man back down here. And they brought that man back down here. And he laid his hands on that man. He said, now you demon of hell, you've got to go in the name of Jesus. And you have no recourse whatsoever. Now get out in Jesus' name. He said, now, mister, bend over and touch your toes. Jesus Christ has delivered you. And the man was free as a breeze. Only one thing he did different. The first three times, when he commanded the demon to leave, he said, now, mister, see if you can bend over and touch your toes. The demon knew there was just enough doubt in his heart that he wasn't sure. Now, if he'd have said, now, I command you to leave. Now, mister, I guarantee you're healed. Bend over and touch your toes. That demon said, whoops, I'm out of here. You see why I've got where I started saying, I guarantee, if Jesus said it, if Jesus said it. Now, I don't guarantee nothing in that book unless Jesus said it. If Jesus said it, I can take it to the bank. Because I've come to realize if he said it and I don't agree with him, I'm calling him a liar, and he's not at all happy with me. And if there's anybody I want to be happy with me, it's my King. I don't care about the rest of y'all too much. You know, I'd like for y'all to be happy with me. But I certainly want the King to be happy. Don't you, brother?
Oh,
amen. Oh, I want the King to be happy. I don't want him to be upset. So, when we look at Luke 10:19-20, how much power do we have over the enemy?
All.
And what is it we don't understand about that little three-letter word, all? All power is given to you, and he shall in no wise hurt you. And when you learn that all sickness and disease comes from the enemy, you will never let yourself be sick again. Never. You just won't take it. You won't take pain. You won't take sickness. You will grab that devil and you'll command him to leave in the name of Jesus, quoting God's word back to him. And when you do, I guarantee that devil or demon is going to leave. Now then, what if he don't leave the first day? Are you going to give up? Most Christians do. Most Christians pray one prayer. or command one time. And if nothing happens, they say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will for me. And the devil laughs at you. But no, you don't give up if it takes you a week or a month. How many of you have ever heard Emily Dobson's testimony about her battle with cancer? Anybody heard it? Got a few. Praise God. How long did it take that little lady to get healed when she learned God's power? A year. It took her a year. But here's a little woman that had been raised in a denominational church that had no knowledge of God's Word. She had had 13 surgeries by the time she was 53 years old. And now she's sick and tired of being sick and tired, so she wants to just die. Especially whenever lupus comes upon her and her doctor says, it's over, Emily. It's over. She said, well, I ain't. She said, we might prolong your life just a little longer with another surgery. She says, forget it. I'm not going to go through that again. So she goes, she'd been over and visited some little Pentecostal church similar to this. And the pastor, she filled out a visitation card. And so the pastor heard she was sick. So he went down to the hospital and talked to her. And when she told him what was wrong, he said, well, Emily, do you want to live or die? She said, what do you mean, do I want to live or die? He said, well, honey, you have a choice. She said, I have a choice? He said, sure. Jesus healed you on the cross. He's given you power over the devils. He told you in 1 Corinthians 3:21 that everything is yours. Life is yours and death is yours. The world is yours. Everything's present, things in the future, all belong to you. She said, I never heard anybody talk like this in my life. I have a choice whether I want to live. He said, yes. He said, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. She said, nobody ever told me that. He said, if you were healed by the stripes of Jesus, then if you let the devil beat you up and kill you with this cancer, he said, he'll be killing you by deception. And so said, it's your choice. You can fight the battle and take God's word and win it, or you can lay there and die and lose it. She said, I've never heard anybody say it. She said, I want to live. I'm only 53. He said, all right then, I'll start fighting the battle with you, but you'll have to take the authority and beat the devil away in Jesus' name. Amen. So this little woman started. She had only two verses to start off with, which wasn't a lot of weaponry to come against the enemy with. But she used them for 3 months. In 3 months, she didn't get no worse. And then she went off down to Tennessee. A friend says, I want you to go down to a meeting with me. I'm going to go to one of Brother Norval Hayes' meetings. And she said, I never heard of Norval Hayes. Unfortunately, lots of people never heard of him, but he's one of the greatest faith teachers there are today. And so she went down there, and she sat through a week's worth of meetings. She said, in excruciating pain. But she said, I learned things from God's Word. And after that, she said, at the end of the meeting, he said, now then, anybody needs prayer, come up, and I'll pray for you. She said, I'd already made a covenant with God when I learned that by His stripes I was healed. I said, Lord, I got a piece of paper one day, and I sat down, and I wrote it down. I said, Lord, because it says in Your Word, with Your stripes I am healed. On this day, certain day, whatever it was, I am healed from this day forward. And signed her name. She said, when I went to his meeting, at the end of the meeting, he invited people to come over for prayer. And I asked my friend I went with, said, should I go up there and let that man pray for me? She said, well, I don't know. Ask God. I thought that was pretty good advice, don't you? So she said, Lord, should I go up and let this man pray for me? And she said, I was awestruck. God spoke to me. He said, well, is it settled or not? Did you mean what you said when you wrote that article down and said, by my stripes, I am healed? Is it settled or not? She said, yes, Lord, it's settled. He said, then you don't need to go up and let Brother Norval pray for you. Isn't that amazing? He said, all you need to do is stand on my word. So that woman began to get violent with God's word. She began to tell that devil where he had to go. And she fought that battle day in and day out, and she began to get better. And after 9 more months, that devil finally completely left her. And today, that woman's about 70 years old, and she has not had 1 minute of sickness since that day. And for the first 53 years of her life, she didn't know these things. She was beat up on by the devil and had 13 surgeries. And now she's so angry at the devil, she said, to think I didn't have to have none of them. But I didn't know. that Jesus healed me on the cross. Boy, when you hear her testimony, she is a awesome... Is she not? You've heard her, had you, young lady? She is on fire. She knows the devil's never going to make her sick again. But she is a fighting little woman. I've never had the privilege to meet her, but I hope I do run across her someday. Because she's a fighter. And boy, she's teaching the body of Christ how to overcome the devil. She's doing a great work for the King. But this devil that we're fighting against here, how much power one more time do we have over him? Okay, I just wanted to make sure y'all hadn't forgot that already. But it appears that most of us forget that. Now then, if we have all authority over the enemy, and he must be subject to us, what else can we do? Well, let's go back to the Word of God, and let's see what we can do. And somebody asked me this question last night, and I told them where this scripture was found. But this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting with verse 3. Now, this is a very, very important scripture, learning how to overcome the enemy. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3, it says, "It is true that I am an ordinary, weak human being." Does that sound like you and me? Yeah, we're all ordinary, weak human beings. Compared to the power of God and the power of the devil, you and I are a pushover in the flesh. You know, we have no power at all in the flesh. It is true, I am an ordinary, weak human being, but I don't use human plans and methods to win my battles. Now, that's the first secret you don't use. If you take a knife or a gun or a bomb, what can you do to a spiritual being?
Nothing.
The only thing you can destroy is flesh. But I use God's mighty weapons, not those made by man, to knock down the devil's strongholds. These weapons can break down every proud argument. Now listen to me closely. I love this translation in the Living Bible. These weapons can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep man from finding Jesus. Think about that. These weapons can break down every proud argument, every argument that anybody comes against you with about Jesus.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.